Yo, what's up, guys? Welcome into Stacking Dubs for a Rockets Warriors preview. I'm your host, Chris Chin. Just want to give you kind of my keys to the Warriors taking care of business in this series. I'll give you a little prediction at the end. Just kind of what I'm looking for and which Warriors players are going to need to step up in big ways if they are going to take care of the Houston Rockets. Obviously, the last time we played the Rockets, they were fresh. We were tired, and that's not an excuse, but it did not look good. Warriors could not find ways to really put the ball through the hoop. Steph Curry very much struggled through Amen Thompson and other defensive prowess. And not that I'm going to expect Steph to struggle again, but I think what we can be sure of is that this is going to be a defensive matchup on both sides of the ball. Both defenses very good. Rockets, obviously, because they lack that offensive firepower and a true, you know, number one score that they can run their offense through. I think that, you know, they're obviously going to rely on their defense, try to make this game muddy, make it slow. They're going to try to force turnovers and get out in transition and just kind of use their athleticism. And really, you know, I think what my first point is that the Warriors are going to need to be tough and they're going to need to be physical. Ime Udoka, this Rockets team, they are going to be very physical with how they're handling and grabbing Steph. We're not going to rely on getting a whistle because Steph never does. The Rockets are long, athletic, and they are just going to be playing with force. So the Warriors need to be able to match that energy. We already know that this Warriors team, we saw early in the season, we saw late in the season, when they play with attitude, they play with force, they're getting on the floor for loose balls. A lot of their role players, what they do well is just like get extra possessions. You know, I'm talking about Pajemski. I'm talking about Guy Santos if he's playing. Moses Moody. You know, they find ways to get the Warriors a couple extra possessions a game, just kind of in the margins. So we're going to need a lot of just that toughness. Oh, sorry, excuse me, GP2. The king of just tenacity on the Warriors side there. So Warriors are going to need to be physical. They're going to need to rebound. If the Rockets go to that too big lineup, which they haven't too much against the Warriors, but they have a lot more late in the season with Steven Adams and Sengun, Warriors are going to have to box out, keep the Rockets off the glass, especially offensive rebounding, where, you know, high-flying athletes like Thompson, like Jalen Green, like Jabari Smith, you know, a lot of young energy players that are going to be playing in their first playoff series. So you know that they're going to come out with their hair on fire. Got to keep them just under control. Got to really just kind of get them, you know, past that adrenaline stage where they're the ones finding extra possessions. So we got to box out and we just got to play smart, but we got to play physical. I think this series, like I said, it's because it's going to be a defensive series, it's going to come down to shooting. Personally, the Warriors, I think our weakness and what might keep us from being true contenders is just going to be the shooting outside of Steph. Jimmy Butler, Steph Curry going to demand all the double teams and just kind of put the defense in rotation. And teams are going to live with Draymond Green, Pods, Moody, GP2, all the extra players shooting threes, and that's what's going to probably make or break this series because points are going to be at a premium. It's going to be hard to get open looks. There's not going to be a lot of points at the hoop. Warriors are going to have to knock down open shots, especially late in the game when this, you know, the Warriors are going to be, if they're going to be winning, I see a lot of close clutch games, and, you know, we have the two best clutch players, you know, maybe not in the league, but, you know, maybe in the league in Steph Curry, and then Jimmy Butler can find ways late in games to just get to the line, get points. So I think towards the end of games, the Warriors are going to have a huge advantage, but a lot of that depends on, hey, can guys like Moses Moody, Pajemski, maybe GP2's in the game late, whoever it is, you know, even if it's Buddy Hield and he's on a heater, he might find some late minutes. I hope not, but hey, if he's in there, it's because he's having a good game. Those are the guys that are going to have to make the Rockets pay for giving all the extra attention to Steph and Jimmy. So I'm looking for, give me 37% shooting from your key role players on threes. They're going to be open. You can shoot kind of consistently at a 37% mark from game to game. I think you're going to find yourself winning those games because the Rockets are not a good shooting team. We're going to live with their role players shooting open threes, and you're going to hope that our role players outshoot theirs. I mean, I'm hoping, hey, maybe Buddy Hield gets hot and you get two good buddy games where you're getting, that 18, 19 point baseline barometer buddy mark that we're looking at. I'm hoping not only that Pods and Moody shoot well, but they're just confident and they're taking the shots in that fourth quarter at high leverage moments, hit a few, get some confidence going. In the two big games, the Clippers and the Grizzlies games that we've seen, not a lot of aggressiveness from either Pods nor Moody. Got to shoot the open shots, and if the ball finds them, they need to find a way to make an impact. And every bucket that they score in clutch time is going to be that much more confidence building for future playoff series, which I expect the Warriors to keep on moving with. I guess on the Warriors side of the ball with offense, it's going to be a lot of matchup hunting. The Rockets, what they like to do, you're going to find Van Vliet, you're going to find Amen Thompson on Steph. They're going to rotate. They got a lot of good defenders and they're going to give a bunch of different looks. But their goal is to hide Şengün. Where are they going to? They want to keep Şengün out of pick and roll action. They do not want Steph finding switches and hunting Şengün because the Rockets are going to switch everything to what we've seen in the last few series. That's how their defense works. That's how it works when you have so many long athletic defenders. So if you can find a way to get Şengün into matchups with Steph Curry, that's when you're going to be an advantage. What the Rockets have done is they put Şengün on Moses Moody in the past matchup or two, because Moody's not the type of guy that plays much in the pick and roll action. The Rockets are going to take their chances that, hey, Moody, we're not going to trust you as a short roller making decisions and being a primary ball handler. So I think what you're going to see is the Warriors are going to try to get to some of that action and kind of see what they have. I don't know exactly if, we're going to see Moody on ball and Steph set a screen just try to get some mismatches and just kind of like an easy switch there or the other way around. But Moody's going to have to at least find a little pick and pop or just some sort of action to make life a little bit more difficult for Şengün because he is the weak point in this Rockets lineup defensively. Jalen Green, maybe the second best athlete in the league behind Amen Thompson. Not a great defender despite the athleticism. So they're also going to be kind of hunting that matchup. Maybe you find ways to kind of get him in the action, but more importantly, kind of just using movement, finding ways to outsmart the Rockets and their switch heavy defensive scheme. The other matchup that I really like is Jimmy against a smaller Van Vliet, which they're probably going to have Jalen Green or Jabari Smith or Amen Thompson on Jimmy kind of to start. Got to get find ways to get Van Vliet switched onto Jimmy so he can use his size. That's probably going to mean Steph, Jimmy, a lot of pick and roll action between the two of them, force that Van Vliet switch. Again, kind of just depends who's guarding who at the moment. But I think best way you're going to put Jimmy in good situations is against a smaller defender so he can play make. And then obviously, like we talked about, finding ways for Steph against Şengün. Realistically, again, you're going to have to execute in the half court. It's going to be hard to get out in transition. This team is just so, that's Rockets team, so athletic, so quick. We're fine to get out in transition and we're going to push the ball. But the number one thing is you just don't want to really. And it's rare to say this with the Warriors, but you don't want to be just kind of up and down the court with this Rockets team. You don't want to be the team that's, pushing too hard and throwing the ball away, giving up turnovers, because if you get this Rockets team out in transition, that's where they're going to hurt you. We'll take our chances on the other side of the ball with our defense, a set half court defense against the Rockets. What the Warriors really do well is if, they guard the perimeter well, but it's just that help behind the point of attack defender in Draymond. And now you have two of those guys because you have Jimmy Butler at that four spot, just kind of giving help. So the really you shouldn't be giving up too many dribble drives to the hoop. And that's what you're gonna have to turn off against the Rockets, because that's where everything starts to open up. So if we can kind of just find our way to get set on defense, get into whatever matchups we need to, get Draymond and Jimmy back on D and kind of settled in as help defenders, should be okay. And again, that starts with taking care of the ball on the offensive side and preventing transition opportunities for the Rockets. That also comes down to, rebounding. When you're taking long shots, if you're crashing offense or rebounds, you have to make sure someone's back. If not, you got to make sure that you're securing the ball. And on the other side, defensive rebounding, that's going to be huge. Like I talked about, Rockets are going to be crashing. Rockets are going to use their size, their vertical ability. So gotta box out, gotta rebound, because this game is going to be a low scoring game, and it's going to be one in the mark. Sorry, this series is going to be a low scoring series. You're going to have to win in the margins. So I'm talking turnovers, I'm talking rebounds, I'm talking free throws. Don't foul Houston. Find ways to get to the line on the other side. If you can do those things, all those things are at a premium, because when you're playing games that might be in the 90s or the low 100s, every point is worth that much more. So we started transitioning defensively, right? So, like we said, keep Houston out of transition. The other thing that's going to be pivotal for the Warriors is how they guard Şengün. Houston wants to run their offense through Şengün. He had his way last game when the Rockets beat us. He pretty much gave it to Dre. He's got what's like 5, 6 inches and 50 pounds on Dre, which is, for all that Draymond is, he if there is a weakness for him, it's just against guys that are, that much bigger than him, because there's only so much you can do. So he'll make Şengün work, but to reduce the wear and tear on Dre, and just to kind of stay out of that matchup over and over. Warriors are either going to be trapping a lot of Şengün, which I expect. You're going to have to rotate in and just kind of hope that Houston's missing these threes with low percentage shooters. Or at other times, you're going to be asking Loon, the Loon versus Şengün matchup. That's going to be a big one, because Looney, if he's in there, he's going to be in there to provide just resistance, rebounding, and you're just going to have to give, like we talked about, that tough physical look that you're hoping for out of Looney, just to neutralize Şengün and Steven Adams on the boards, on the glass. And then that leads me to Quinton Post. This could be a Quinton Post series, and it's going to depend on his defense against Şengün or whoever he's in against. If he can hold his own and be a big body, Şengün's not very fast. He's kind of like Jokic, where he's just going to use moves out of the post, kind of just, rely on that little 5 to 8 foot jumper in the middle. If Post can be effective and kind of neutralize Şengün, you're going to see a lot of him, because what he gives you on the offensive side in terms of spacing is something that the Warriors are desperately going to need against the Rockets' defense in the half court. Post has been great, and you want to, keep him out of these matchups where you have these like explosive guards and ball handlers, where he's getting switched on to your Shai Gilgeous-Alexanders of the world. But Houston doesn't really have that. They don't have a true, playmaking guard or wing that you're too concerned about. So Post, I think, is going to find ways on the floor if he can find ways to rebound, hold his own, give rim protection where it's needed. Then you already know what he's going to give us on offense, and that unlocks so many lineups, which can lead to maybe some Jonathan Kuminga minutes. The more you play Post, the more it gives a chance for Kuminga. I guess let's just talk about Jonathan Kuminga really quick. Everything it sounds like from Steve Kerr, he's just not going to play when Jimmy Butler's on the court, and Jimmy Butler's going to play probably close to 40 minutes a game. So I guess, it's very possible he just gets a DNP'd. I think what I'm hoping is that you got to give him at least a shift in the first half. Let's see how it works. I mean, he was your best scorer against the Rockets in the se throughout the season. Sure, Steph didn't play in a couple of those games, but you need to see what you have. You need to just keep him engaged, because I think most of Warriors Nation would agree with me that we're just not going to go as far as we hope to go if we're not getting any contribution from Kuminga. He's our best athlete. In theory, he's that number three scorer potentially. And unless, Pajemski or Moody's making that huge jump as a scorer, which is not consistent enough, there are going to be times when you need Kuminga. There's going to be times, especially against an athletic team like the Rockets, you're going to need someone that can just break down a defense and win in isolation and get to the hoop, like you saw him do multiple times in the season, including on a game winner against the Rockets, including an overtime against the Rockets. So I think you're just going to have to give Kuminga a look, if for nothing else, just to keep him engaged, give him a feel for the game, and just to see what you have. So we'll see. Steve Kerr, I challenge you to trust Kuminga, trust what you have. I know it hasn't been great lately, but if you give him an opportunity, start the second half, second quarter, maybe mid second quarter, because it's better to pair him with Steph and someone like Post. and like a Buddy Hield. You're giving up a lot defensively, but surround him with shooters, give him some confidence, and then you might be able to get that great version of Kuminga when you need it with other lineups. And hey, you know what? It's as simple as Kuminga seeing a couple three pointers go down. And you know, there's been periods where he shot, extended periods where he shot 36, 38% from three. If you're getting that Kuminga and he's knocking down open threes at that clip, he is very playable. And if he's being an athletic defender and being a good on-ball defender, which he typically is, that might be what you need to just hang out with somebody with like a Jalen Green or an Amen Thompson on the other side of the ball. Just somebody that can kind of just give a little bit of resistance and give Jimmy some rest, give GP2 some rest. We'll see. I can also see this maybe being a As much as Steve Kerr loves GP2, I could see this being a little bit of a lighter series for GP just because there isn't that need for a shutdown perimeter guard. He's been great, and GP2 is always going to be paired with Steph when he is in, and Kerr trusts GP2. But if that three stops falling, he's been shooting it great lately. But if that offense just isn't there, or he's logging 20 plus minutes and he's much less effective at the end of games in those situations, you might need to turn to Kuminga, but chances are he's going to turn to Gui Santos first. So my point is, you might, if there's ever going to be a time to see Kuminga, it's this series. If you don't see him in this series, you're not going to see him for the rest of the playoffs, and you might not see him again in a Warriors jersey heading into free agency. But let's talk about that at a later time. So yeah, that's kind of my keys to victory again. So we got to be tough. We got to be physical is number one. Number two is I just need the role players to outshoot the role players of Houston. Three, it's just kind of that matchup hunting. Can you get something out of Moody in the pick and roll? Can you find ways to get Jimmy against Van Vliet? I think Steve Kerr knows where the matchups are going to lie, and you're just going to have to find ways to make sure you can get into those actions. It's going to be winning in the margins, right? The turnover, free throw, rebounding battle. And then it's how can you guard Şengün, right? How do we stop the, I guess, call it the head of the snake for Houston and force them to rely on their outside shooting and beat you that way, which in a 7-game series, I'll take my chances. All right. My prediction is Warriors in six. I think we're going to get a rude awakening potentially tomorrow, game one. Houston is going to come in fresh, rested, energetic, home crowd. They're going to want to come out and just prove that they belong in the series. And game one really is going to be a huge, huge bellwether of a series game. I can see Houston winning game one. And then, like the Warriors typically do after a tough game one, they're going to bounce back, make the adjustments, which the Warriors are so good at doing with Steve Kerr, with Draymond Green, kind of putting their heads together, Steph Curry putting their heads together. And now you have Jimmy Butler, just a wealth of knowledge there. And the adjustments, I assume, are going to favor the Warriors in this series. So I think Warriors steal game two, go home to chase, where game three is going to be another hard-fought game. If you can catch my drift, I think the Warriors are going to win a lot of close games in this series. You might get a Rockets kind of blowout game where Jalen Green just gets hot and drops 40 and, is just making his jumpers. So I think you're going to see, Houston take one of either game four or five, and then the Warriors will close it out in game six at home, get a nice game of rest before they take on the Minnesota Timberwolves coming off of a long, grueling 7-game series win against the Lakers. So it's Saturday. Let's watch the Wolves Lakers game. Go Wolves. Let's just kind of take care of business and get the Lakers fully extended out. But yeah, you know what? Let's keep looking ahead. All right, guys, have a great series. I'll come to you after game one. Go get them dubs. Until next time, peace, love, and stacking dubs.